It's time for Wisconsin Life. On a frozen lake in the North Woods, one man is working to bring long-lost Native American traditions back to life. Producer Tegan Wendlin attended the third annual Ojibwe Winter Games on the Lac des Flambeaux Indian Reservation.
Wayne Valier, an educator and member of the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, says some of these games haven't been played for over 100 years, and he feels it's his responsibility to teach them to the young people.
I'm trying to bring an awareness of our native games and our native values and our native customs, our native culture, our language, so that we never forget again.
On a warm and breezy morning, a group of about 30 eighth graders head out onto the frozen snowy lake to learn about their traditions. They start with a simple snowshoe race.
On your mark, get set, go!
But Valier says the games aren't just about having fun.
The children are trained at a young age how to survive in this environment. They're taught to be hunters and gatherers through these games. So the mission of the games is actually to teach our kids how to use the tools of war as well as survival.
14-year-old Dallas Hart says for him, spear throwing is not about the competition. It's about the feeling he gets.
When I run and throw it, I could feel the power going through my arm and into the arrow and see on how far it flies.
Oh, oh man.
But when it flies far, then it feels pretty good because then you know that you can then know that you're a hunter or warrior, because when you throw the arrow farther, you have the strength to hunt.
The game Valier is most proud of is
Guni Ka Ganebig, the snow snake game.
He did a lot of research to bring this game back to life. It hasn't been played by the Ojibwe for more than 175 years. The players take a weighted spear, carved like a snake, and slide it down a path of ice where the snow has been cleared away.
The game was banished by the Europeans. A few generations later, people forgot the game. I brought the game back, and now the people know the game again, and we're sliding those snakes again, once again on the ice.
Get down and slide it. Get down low.
Like that. Like just like that.
Ooh, boy.
Awesome, Trey. Just like that.
Oh, he needs that thing.
Eighth grade teacher Hannah Bigjohn says the traditional games and shared sense of identity bring the students together.
I've seen cooperation between some of these students who don't talk in the classroom. They don't encourage one another outside of school. And then suddenly we're here and you can hear shouts of encouragement. It's amazing.
Valier says that doesn't surprise him.
By knowing where we've been as a people, we'll have a better understanding on where we're going in the future. Planting the seed of identity, historical identity, who we are as a people. It's a very respectful way to live, respect of all living things.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit wisconsinlife.org or find them on Facebook.
Wayne Valier joins us now for more on the Ojibwe Winter Games and traditions that surround them. Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
What got you started trying to revive these traditions?
Pardon me? What, I didn't hear you.
How did you get started? Why did you try to revive these traditions in the Ojibwe Winter Games?
Well, like I said before, there were games that hadn't been played in our tribe and our band for a long time. And I felt that they were part of our identity of the past. And like I've stated before, by knowing our past, we have a better understanding of where we're going in the future as a people. So after talking with some elders many years back about the games and different equipment and how they were made and stuff, I went on and did my own research. After that, I decided to make the sporting equipment and start the games and teach the students the Ojibwe Mowin that go with the games as well as its history. And today, after 3 years of our third annual games, the students now are taking ownership of Ojibwe Winter Games.
Are your students starting to teach other people now?
Yes, they. I have a few students that are very involved in it that are learning quite a bit, and ours, sharing with the younger students some of the techniques and some of the history about the games.
How did you research the snow snake game?
Well, I actually talked to some of my elders on different nearing Ojibwe bands and what they knew about the games, and also researched some of the historical papers of Ojibwe in this region by different authors like John George Cole and Ritzenthaler and Warren and different writers that have written about the history of the Ojibwe, and pieced together memoirs and papers and different authors, different dates and times and how the game was played. Then after cross-referencing the information with my elders, we went ahead and started the game.
What was it like the first time you played the snow snake game, knowing that no Ojibwe had played it in 175 years?
I'd have to say that word in my native language, and that word is Mamaka Dandum. And what that word means is an amazing thing. It was like my ancestors reaching back from the past and blessing us in these times, letting us know that our culture is still alive and well.
Working with kids, was this an amazing thing for them too?
Yes, they took to it like a duck takes the water. The kids, like I said, they took ownership of the games, and these games they belong to Native people. They were indigenous games that were played with our young people as well as the old people. And it's the identity thing, and it brings Native pride to the students playing snow snake rather than basketball or football or some of these other athletic games. These games take a lot of skill.
Are other bands of Ojibwe coming to you and maybe going to pick up these traditions too?
Yes, there are some bands out there that are doing some of different parts of the games, but like I said, doing the research, there are no bands in the Midwest that I know of that are doing something like the Ojibwe Winter Games, where we have a multitude of cultural activities happening for elementary students. And we as a tribe and cultural people, we believe that our culture lives in our younger people. It doesn't live on some CD-ROM on a dusty shelf or a book in some library. Our culture is alive, and in order to keep it alive, we have to teach it to our children so they can pass it on to their children.
You've also worked on the tradition of birch bark canoes. Can you tell us about what you've done with that?
I've been studying birch bark canoe building since I was probably 14 years old. Worked with some elders learning the craft, and then later on start to build my own canoes. I built my first canoe when I was 16 years old, and then talking to some of the builders, and some of those builders aren't alive right now. Today in the Midwest we have quite a few non-Native builders, but there's only a handful of Native American birch bark canoe builders, Ojibwe birch bark canoe builders in the Midwest left today. So it is a dying culture amongst the Anishinaabe in the Midwest. We're trying to bring the canoe culture back, because it is a signature of Waswagoning, of Lac des Flambeaux. We have 268 lakes on our reserve. We came into this area because of its water. The birch bark canoe was a signature of my people, the way they were constructed, and they were used throughout the seasons for everything from traveling to trapping to hunting to fishing to ricing. So it played a major role in the existence of the Anishinaabe with my band, and so that culture that was lost probably in the 30s is when the last Lac des Flambeaux canoe builders were alive. So we brought it back, my older brother, Leon Valier, and myself, and our community. And we have some young people very interested in picking up the craft.
Wayne, thank you so much for joining us. I hope we can talk to you again sometime.
Oh, pleasure's mine.
That was Wayne Valier, artist and Ojibwe language and culture educator at Lac du Flambeau Public School and the Lac du Flambeau Indian Reservation in northern Wisconsin. We've been talking about the Ojibwe Winter Games.